The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And there's a bunch of, well, more Texans news to talk about here this morning on...
Is there?
Yes, there is.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's Dell came in this morning, first thing. He says, do you think they are on purpose trying to piss everybody off? Do you think this is...
Well, it almost seems like it.
No, honestly, they're just like, whatevs. We don't care what you guys think. We really don't care what anybody thinks. They hired...
I just got your information verified, by the way. That is all true.
Yeah. Yeah.
John tells me things during a break that I don't want to know.
Yeah, that is true.
Before the show that I don't want to know.
Josh McDaniels' brother has been hired as assistant receivers coach. Now, it normally... Would that... I mean, is that...
It normally wouldn't be a big deal, except it's a... Patriot thing.
It's a Patriot. Well, I think they're... Are they trying to, like, hide? I mean, the deal. It is a real thing. Well, at least it is a thing. Adam Schefter reported that a player told him, I think he said a Texans player says that the Texans are getting rid of everybody that wasn't hired by Easterby and Casario because they want loyalty in the building.
It's gone into lockdown mode. I mean,
that's a Patriot way, though.
Yeah. So when I had a league coach text and say, and I read it on the air, do they even know who they hired? Holy crap. Nick Casario. All my energy is really focused on Jack Easterby, which maybe is a little displaced, but his thing was like, do they even know who they hired? And he may have worked with this guy at some point, but I don't know, with Casario, but he's like, I don't even know if the Texans even realize what they've done. Which was very cryptic and concerned me at the time. This is probably what he's referring to. You close up ranks. Anybody that was from the outside is pushed out. You get the people in who you brought in, so they are loyal to you. And then it's going to be super secretive, everything, and people will be walking on eggshells. It'll be nervous in the building. But it'll be, this is our thing. A very small group of people are going to know anything about anything. The rest of them are note takers. Like, scouts will just be nothing but note takers. You turn your stuff in and you have no idea what's on the board.
Yeah.
You have no idea about anything. They do that by, now they want to keep leaks out and all that stuff, and so they figure we'll just exclude everyone from the process. But it does create some secrecy that, you know, at some point you want everyone to be on board with everything, not feel like they're not part of it.
Well, let's face it, it's not all that great a system. When you don't have checks and balances, when you have one dictator deciding.
Oh, yeah, that's back.
Because they weren't good at drafting. Patriots aren't a good drafting. They don't draft well. They make bad, poor decisions on players. This is well documented. Since maybe about 2009, they stopped being good at this thing. I mean, honestly, we've gone through their drafts before. It's bad. It's bad. Because you have that information as opposed to an open system in which people can argue over guys. They can pound their fist. They can stand on the table for a guy. They can vouch for him, and they can try to persuade the general manager, you know, that this is a guy that we want in our organization. All you have is a report, and it is and this is what he does, and he runs this fast, and he, whatever the case may be. And the general manager then decides on the guy. And guess what? The Patriots aren't good at it. They weren't. And Nick Casario was a major part of that process of not being good at the draft. Now, we'll find out. I mean, not that the draft matters this year, but we will find out in future years, you know, how if he's any better at it here. We look at their first rounders, their big pick. Well, they were always drafting late. That's a problem. So you find there are still – this is not the – by the way, the NBA draft – If Cade Cunningham is the first pick from Oklahoma State, I've watched him the last couple of games. It is really, really a bad draft. I don't know.
You're doing your best. You're channeling your best Lance Zierlein. No, right,
well,
there.
Well, I just want, as an aside.
You
I know
just,
it's
as an aside, well, just bounced to Oklahoma State basketball.
Well, oh, but my goodness, he's the thought to be the number one overall pick, and I've watched him. He was like 3 for 14 the other day.
Maybe there's
against
a year
Kansas, and then he hit a couple of
when's
shots.
When's that 7'5" French kid coming in?
Yeah, right. No, he was really, he looked great.
He had handles.
So, but anyway, back to, but yeah, the NBA draft, forget about that. Forget about all those picks the Rockets got. They don't matter. There's nobody good in that, in any drafts coming up in the near future. But you can still get good players in the NFL draft in the second, third, fourth round. You can get good players.
Yeah.
But, well, the Texans have never been really good at that, but, you know,
You know, they've had some moments.
Justin Reed.
Well, yeah, and I think
Owen Daniels.
Well, OD was fourth, and then but you know you had Eric Winston was third, but even after that,
you know?
You had the kid, the long hair pass rusher.
Brooks Reed was a second rounder.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So there's a second rounder, and golly, man, I got to get this coffee down. Also the. Guy from Cincinnati, went to Philadelphia. Come on, dude. I can't remember anything. I'm so tired this morning.
What do you mean? The
No. Pass rusher.
The pass rusher that went to Cincinnati?
He's from Cincinnati, played basketball, was part of Bulls on Parade. Del, will you tell us our football team, please?
I don't remember who. Oh, and not Antoine Peak.
White guy.
Oh, Bab.
Connor Barwin.
Not, okay, Bab and Barwin. That was the same guy. Yeah.
No, different.
Okay.
Connor Barwin. Connor Barwin was a good pick.
Yeah, he was
I mean, they
pick.
Didn't sign him to an extended deal after his first contract. But, I mean, they've actually had some decent picks, just not – it has not been
I mean,
a
when you're
them.
For 20 years picking, you ought to have a guy or two that you get in the second or third round.
Yeah, they haven't feasted in the second round and third round. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's me every year. We'll see what they do. I haven't been very impressed with the last few. Max Sharping. This is a big year for Max Sharping. Good first year, bad second year. We'll see. Lonnie claims he's being let off the chain this year, is what he said on Twitter. That this year's the year he's, well, one person compared him to Jamal Adams. There was a fan video that said, I see a lot of things that remind me of Jamal Adams when I watch Lonnie Johnson. And I thought, well, that's a curious statement to make about Lonnie Johnson. And Lonnie Johnson said, hey, I appreciate it, kid. There's only one Prez, though. But I am getting ready to get let off the chain. So it looks like Lonnie's getting let off the chain this year, which is going to be nice for him to maybe, you know, they're going to let allow him to start making plays but when they take him off the chain.
He's going to let him off the chain.
So he's going to be off the chain. You know, he gets up off the chain this year. He's going to be allowed to make plays.
I don't
plays.
Feel comfortable saying that about Lonnie. I don't know.
Well, it's like a dog, like a pit bull.
Yeah, no.
So now he's just going to be like, okay, now he's going to.
I don't know.
Well, I get what you're saying. Those are Lonnie's words.
Yeah, I know.
Those are Lonnie's words. He's a dog who's getting ready to, you know, be allowed to attack and make plays, which I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, after the first 2 years when they wouldn't let him.
No.
They wouldn't let him make any plays. Now they're going to let him make plays. The new staff is about like, apparently, hey, you know what? Let's let this guy make some plays. What are we doing here?
Apparently the coach is holding on to him as he's trying to make a play running behind a receiver.
Not yet, Lonnie. There's still more to learn. Like, let me do what I do best, which is make plays. Mm. So I'm excited about that.
That will be fun. Anyway, we got the free agent list that we'll go over in a little bit. Stay or go. We want to do that in a little bit. I had some
disturbing. Are we going to predict it or we say what we would have them do?
What we would have them do.
Oh, okay.
We'll give, because Nick is probably listening to the show, and we'll give him some advice on would stay or go.
He needs it.
Yeah. No. He doesn't know our team as well as we do. I mean, I know we can't remember any of them, but he doesn't know our team as well as we do.
There's a list like, who? Dante Hilliard?
Who's?
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Geno Stone is on this team? I think he was on practice squad, but.
Right, and they don't have any pictures of him in a tech. They have pictures of.
Well, he's never suited up.
Of Hilliard in a Browns uniform.
I'm surprised
as a Texans free agent.
They
I'm like,
Geno
hey.
Stone in an Iowa jersey.
And Stone is in, oh, he's in a Ravens jersey. I'm like, hey, that's not our uniform. Why do we have to have him as a free agent? He's not ours. Anyway, so we'll go over, when we come back, as a matter of fact, we'll go over the list and see who stays, who goes, who we think, what, you know. I mean, and as a matter of fact, well, I mean, some of these guys you're going to have to keep because you just have to fill out a roster.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got news for you. I'm not sure this is going to be the most attractive place for free agents. I don't know. I don't know with everything going on. And
you know who's going to want to play here? People who want that money.
That's all.
I want to go get their money. But if you're a good player who cares about winning, ugh.
Well, that sucks. You know what sucks is that no one that cares about winning wants to come here. They just want to get money. That kind of blows.
That's why you got to change the culture. And it starts...
Starts with what? Winning?
With the equipment room.
Well, that's why we had to fire everybody. Or
starts with the field guy, the equipment room, the media relations people. That's where the culture changes.
Mm-hmm. Today's the release of the new single, Snowball from Hell, too. We got that coming up.
Let's see if Jim actually has...
We got to see. So for those of you who were here yesterday, Jim is going to be singing us a song. He's creating a new song.
Jim has been coming into the show... He all the way back to 610, where he would call in and he would, I think he said he was singing at different places, which now when I think about it, I don't know if he was paid to do it or if he just would start singing there. Mm-hmm. Like I always thought he had a band and he was like, okay, he's been up all night, you know, throwing him down a little bit. He's getting back from the, and I thought that had to be what it was, where he was singing at the bar as, you know, he and his band, and then he'd call our show. And then, you know, we're catching the tail end of it. Now I realize when he says he was singing in a bar, I think he just started singing. I don't think they paid him to or even wanted him to. And I think he just stayed up and drank just because that's maybe how Jim rolls.
And that's how you do roll. 712 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, we'll look at Texans free agents right here and see who should stay and who should go. But right now I want to talk about Doc Linville and my beautiful, luscious hair. I mean, every morning I get up and I go, oh, my hair, I have more hair today. That's amazing how that works. But it really is amazing how Doc did it. It's amazing how with the technology today, with the neo grafting, I mean, it's not hard. It doesn't hurt. It's just amazing. It's simply amazing. As opposed to the old style, the way that they used to do it, man, that hurt. I'll tell you, that hurt. Now it's awesome. In about 7-8 months, you got more hair, like a full head of hair. Have you seen Fred and that luscious hair he's got going on? I mean, it is totally, totally sweet. But here's the deal, is look at me. I mean, you know what? Here's a prime example of how you can be a bald guy and then have hair. It's all at 975hair.com. You'll love Doc Linville. You'll love the entire situation. You'll love the staff, everything about it. It couldn't have been more professional or better. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about a song about Jack Easterby?
Can you whip up a song about the Texans and Jack Easterby? Because I know you're also a singer-songwriter.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing. I can. It might take me a day. I might have to call you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fine.
No, we're good.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Get your rest.
A snowball heading for hell. And Jack Easterby pushed him off the shelf. Cause it's a snowball heading for hell.
So more
may
of that
need
this
until tomorrow. If that's a snowball, that wasn't edited, by the way.
No.
That's how he did it.
Yep,
he was just like,
"Del wouldn't have edited it."
You guys mind if I just do
You'd
that
have
tomorrow?
To care, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do care when it's you guys saying things, but that was perfect. I didn't have to touch it.
He didn't have to touch it. He literally said, "Y'all mind if I do it tomorrow?" And John goes, no, get your ass to it.
Snowball.
Snowball's headed for hell.
Jack Easterby.
Jim, you better have that ready today.
Off the show.
Let's go, Jim.
I like how you're acting like he's awake.
On this, he's still up drinking.
Coin flipper.
He's still up drinking. On this date, 1 year ago today,
yeah,
the Roughnecks, with their first win in XFL history, beat LA 37-17 on this date, 1 year ago today. So we'll do this every week here, because a week from today, we'll have the St. Louis game, which was a huge game, by the way. St. Louis turned out to be a good football team. I mean, they had the Ole Miss quarterback for
Jordan Tamu.
Yeah, Jordan Tamu.
Mm.
Yeah.
From Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss quarterback. Yeah, Jordan Tamu. And beat them in 28-24. It turned out to be a good game, and it was controversial, as a matter of fact.
It'd be cool if it was coming back this spring, but they did the right thing, assuming that, you know, the rollout's just taking too long. There's no way they could get it in without having to worry about all the protocols.
No. Next year.
Don't want a season being marred by cancellations.
Well, they have to have fans, too, because that's the only revenue they have. There was zero money from television. It was ABC and who else broadcasted? ABC and ESPN, I think.
Oh, by the way, the official account, like, tweeted something snarky about the NFL. I'm like, oh, I guess this means they're not trying to.
No, I told you.
Was it you that told me that? What did they tweet?
We're not playing this year, but at least we don't have a virtual Pro Bowl like this garbage the NFL's putting out.
I guess they're not going to try to be the minor league system.
Yeah, and the NFL can't create excitement like this.
P.J. Walker, his own 45-yard line, calling out signals. Nick Holly in motion left. Three receivers left, one right. P.J. back to throw, looking right, throwing deep. He's got his man. Cam Phillips at the 10, 5. Touchdown, Roughnecks, 50 yards.
That was the first
Roughnecks.
That was the first touchdown in Roughneck history.
First one in history.
That's right.
So it goes like this. Billy Miller, Cam Phillips.
Okay, that's right. Yep. So let's take a look at the...
first home run in Astros history, Darrell Ward.
No, Darrell Ward was not the first.
That was the first. It's
home
one of the
run
first.
In Texas, in Astros history.
It was the first left-hand home run at Minute Maid either. Park at Enron.
Probably. No, that wouldn't be true. That wouldn't be true either. None of that. All the lies that you're spreading.
You don't know for sure it's not true.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Right now you just hesitated, didn't you?
No, I'm not. I didn't hesitate.
Because he hit, wasn't he raking it in the 2000 playoffs against the Braves? Or 99 playoffs against the Braves, I think. So maybe Darrell Ward, maybe.
It was. They weren't in the playoffs in 2000. They were really bad.
No, 99 playoffs, yeah.
99.
I think he had a home run, I believe.
I don't believe playoffs. That's true. He wasn't on the team in 99.
Darrell Ward?
No, he
was. Are you sure?
I'm almost positive he was gone by then. Let's take a look at unrestricted free agents for the Houston Texans. You start with A.J. McCarron, and this is interesting. I think you've got to get a better quarterback. Actually, you still may need A.J. to back up whoever might be your starting quarterback.
Because you don't know.
You don't know that you're going to have Deshaun or what you're going to have.
Well, here's the problem is you got to know. I mean, you could keep A.J. McCarron. You just have to make sure he gets no raise.
Well, right. Or not keep A.J. McCarron. Get yourself you need a Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That's a bridge. You get a Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're basically telling Deshaun, we think Ryan wouldn't go here, I don't think. Well, no, actually,
he's been here
if he
before,
thinks,
and he could start here.
No, if Ryan Fitzpatrick thinks that Deshaun won't be here, but if you have Ryan Fitzpatrick, then basically you hold out and wait until you see what happens with Deshaun or whatever. And if Deshaun stays, great. You have a really good backup. If Deshaun goes, of course, he's also going to get paid a lot more.
Well, if Deshaun, here's the deal. If Deshaun goes, you're going to get draft picks, and you might draft a Zach Wilson, you might draft a Justin Fields, you might draft a Mac Jones, whatever you might draft, you still need a stopgap quarterback like a Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
And A.J. McCarron ain't getting that done.
No, probably not. We haven't really seen him.
No.
You know, have you noticed there's no Cody Carlson vibes with him where everyone's calling for. I just want to see AJ McCarron. Remember when there was a Cody Carlson vibes that believed like he might actually be better than Warren Moon?
If he was Case, there would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I still wouldn't. Not with Deshaun. Not with Deshaun.
No, not over Deshaun.
No, not over Deshaun. But there's another guy. Case Keenum might be your stopgap guy.
Yeah. I mean, this is all fun to talk about. Like, maybe we can get our hands on Case Keenum or Ryan Fitzpatrick. You mean career backups who have been thrust into the role of
starters?
These
are real conversations the Texans need to be having right now.
I know. This is terrible. Everything we talk about is terrible with this.
No, right. No, this is not a good...
Let's let the people hear about the Rockets losing a LaMelo Ball.
No, I don't want to talk about that. That was... Listen.
The 7 points they scored in the fourth quarter?
Without Christian Wood... This team is not nearly as much fun
Christian
to watch.
Wood.
John Wall.
John Wall and Eric Gordon.
Yeah. It's not nearly as much fun.
They hung in the first half and then kind of got away from them at the end of the second quarter. But for the Texans, I mean, right now, their decision about what they're going to do at quarterback is really going to be based upon how they view their relationship with Deshaun Watson. If they firmly believe they're not trading Deshaun Watson, they're not going to pay they're not going to pay $12 million for Ryan.
But that's exactly if you decide that you're not going to trade Deshaun Watson, that's exactly why you need a Ryan Fitzpatrick, because Deshaun Watson may just sit then. Deshaun Watson may not show up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if Deshaun plays, you can't have a backup making $12, $13 million.
No, not $12, $13. Who's going to make that?
Oh, yeah. No, Ryan Fitzpatrick? Yeah. And Ryan Fitzpatrick's agent's going to say, look, we both know why you have Ryan Fitzpatrick here.
You need $6 million guy.
Ain't nobody. Ain't Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he's not coming here to start
but
at $6 million.
No, you can get a Case.
Because if he ends up starting for $6 million.
You can get a Taylor Heineke. You can get a Case Keenum. You can get a guy that can come in here and actually start games for you and be a stopgap while Deshaun is sitting.
Taylor Heineke has had one game.
I know he's had one
game. Put much stock in him.
I'm not putting any stock in him.
People are like, we need to trade Deshaun for Nick Mullins.
What is Ryan Fitzpatrick going to do for you?
None of these
guys. It's all stopgap.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
All these guys are. So don't overpay.
Yeah, that's right.
For a stopgap.
You know what?
But it's hard because you don't know what the situation is with Deshaun.
That's exactly why you got to have a $6 million guy.
And if you are not, if Deshaun tells you he's not going to play, don't you want to be as bad as you can? Why would you want Ryan Fitzpatrick winning some games for you?
That's true, too. Well, then just stay with AJ.
Yeah. I'm good
be
with
as
that.
Bad as you can be.
Yeah. Player coach with Josh McCown back up. It's fine.
Yeah.
Save money.
He's the coach in waiting. What is that called?
Josh CIW.
McCown. The CIW, the coach in waiting.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's a real thing. That's not we're guessing. That's a real thing. Josh McCown will be your head coach at some point in the next 3 years or so. what else? Now you're right, Dell. Just lose. Just keep AJ McCarron and lose all the games you can possibly lose.
And who knows? Lance would know better than us. Is there a quarterback that they would fit the mold that they could draft, and then they'd be more willing to trade Deshaun if they're awful
from
in
this
2021?
Year?
No, 2021. Be bad in 2021.
Yeah, I don't know 2021 well enough. I mean, I would say
2022 at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I think that I actually like Sam Howell. I think he's. I have to study him closer, but I like his. I like his arm. Yeah. I like his mobility. He's not the biggest guy in the world, though. He's got kind of, my guess is he's more like Sam Ehlinger size. If I had to guess, a little smaller. He probably doesn't squat as much as Sam. Since they made Sam get on the squat rack every day, he's like, hey, they made me too big. I didn't want to get this big. I didn't want to run that much. That's what he's told people behind the scenes. He's like, hey, I didn't really want to do that much running. So I don't know. It doesn't have the Trevor Lawrence type. Like, there's nobody that's really Malik, quarterback from Liberty, is the one that's got some buzz behind the scenes. I'll pull up his name. Quarterback Malik Willis. Malik Willis is a guy who's got some buzz behind the scenes. That's a guy that could really end up coming up quickly. But so keep an eye on him from Liberty. That's a name you're going to hear about. But Zach Wilson came up out of nowhere basically this year. So BYU. I mean, it happens all the time. We'll see.
Keaton Slovis.
Yeah, Slovis is the other one. And I think Slovis has some talent.
There's a bunch. There are guys.
But there's nobody right now.
Brock Purdy is going to be.
You can have him. You can have him for your team. You can have him for Roughnecks.
No, I don't. No. No, I don't want him for the Roughnecks. I want PJ back. What are you doing, PJ? Come back, please.
He's like, no, nah, I'm going to stay with this NFL
movie. I'll stay with the Panthers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and you know, they can get rid of. I tell you what, it's not crazy that Teddy Bridgewater could be a. Listen, here's some quarterbacks the Texans could have other than the guys we're talking about. Teddy Bridgewater, Jimmy Garoppolo, Nick Mullins. And of course, those two are on the same team. Sam Darnold, Tua Tagovailoa. These are all guys, you know, theoretically you could have. Matt Ryan. I don't think I would want Matt Ryan. It's just a quick hit. Who else?
$40 million hit, $44 million hit.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
That's not realistic. 728.
So those are some guys you could have instead of what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, we talked about the quarterback. There's a lot of other positions we will go through with the Houston Texans and yay or nay bringing them back. Right now, though, I'm talking about being a champion, and that's what you know. What that's what our team's trying to do.
Which team?
They're not nearly as good at it as champion is.
No doubt. Yeah. Champion saves me money, and I'm like. That's a championship bill I just got.
That's right. That is a championship bill. Because I'm, you know what? I'm a champion because I'm with champion. You know what? I feel better about myself because I'm with champion. Because I have more money in my pocket. When you got more money in your pocket, you can get better looking women. Okay? This is a fact. So if you want better looking women in your life, all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. That's champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Darrell Ward was with the Astros until 2002.
Yeah, he seriously did hit a home run against the Braves that 99 playoff series. Where they got mad at Larry Durker. Because he pulled out
Shane Shaner. Reynolds. He pulled the Shaner.
But I'm pretty sure Darrell Ward did have a homer.
But to your specific thing about first left-handed homer, it was Ricky LeDay for the Yankees.
No, for the Astros.
Who was the Astro that hit the first one?
But he said, didn't you say first ever left-handed home run?
By an Astro.
By an Astro.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Look it up. LeDay. Now you know there's a chance I'm right. They didn't have a bunch of left-handers.
Isn't Ricky LeDay the guy that went to the buffet and they wouldn't let him eat anymore?
LeBay.
Oh, that was Ricky LeBay.
Ricky LeBay. When we were first at 1560, just doing crazy stuff. I showed Nina our Slapfest. By the way, if you Google 1560 Slapfest, it'll pop up when we were at the bus and we had like 500 people there all in 1560 shirts. And Malik is slapping Aggie Doug and Aggie Doug slapping him. And we're up there in our ball girls. And Nina goes, oh, my God. This is what I want to be a part of. I'm like, hey, you missed it.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. We don't slap fest no more. I don't know if you heard.
But I did show her the stuff at Klein. She goes, oh, my gosh, y'all did this too? I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry you missed all that too.
Yeah, they don't like doing offensive line drills.
This year, Klein's.
Yeah, but there's not really the offensive line drills as much anymore.
No, because of insurance. Before we get back to the, Dustin wants to talk about first home run in Astro history. What do you say, Dustin?
Hey, yeah, I was just calling because I was there at that first exhibition game in Ron. Darrell Ward was the first Astro that hit a home run there. I remember turning around to my grandpa saying, hey, this guy's got a lot of pop. And then, boom, he sets the pump to one.
And I just did awesome what's called a tornado, game. Dad. You're all welcome. Darrell Ward hitting the first home run.
That was in an exhibition game. Doesn't count.
First home run.
Who hit the first one?
Oh, it doesn't count if you have...
Who hit the first one in the Astrodome?
Joe Morgan?
Mickey Mantle. I don't know. That I don't know.
No,
the first player
he's not an Astro.
At in round was Derek Jeter. I thought that was awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Jeter, home run?
How many home runs did Jose Lima give up in a day game against Chicago Cubs? Three.
Three.
And he was gone in the first inning.
They said he was beating Sammy Sosa. Sosa hit it over the
Lima
lights.
Was pissed.
He's like,
why would I be feeding Sammy Sosa, huh? You think I let to give a home run?
He's not.
I met Jose Lima multiple times. That's a really cool guy. R.I.P.
Lima struggled. Lima got into Minute Maid Park or Enron, and he literally freaked out.
It was in his head. There's no question. Dustin, we appreciate
Thanks, Dustin. Thanks for proving me right again as I got to dab on the whole show.
Just because he said it doesn't. You might as well have asked Twitter.
He was there. Dustin was there. Were you there? No.
Yes, I was there.
That's before you knew Chad. You were definitely not there.
I was.
Yes. What? Didn't he work
in radio? I used to work for the team. I don't know if you heard.
Wouldn't he work for the Astros?
I know. I mean, I did their pre and post then.
Channel 51.
Yeah.
That didn't count.
It doesn't count.
Were you doing it then, though?
Yes, I was.
Were you still doing it?
So, 99, when they closed the Dome, the last game, they lost to the Braves that game on that Walt Weiss play. And the only guy that would come out of the locker room that did the postgame show with me was Ken Caminiti. And he did like three segments with me. All the other guys wouldn't come out.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, they were just being pissy and just, you know, they were sad, I guess. Did they lost in the playoffs again for the third time.
Like to the Braves.
To the Braves.
Yeah.
And they, well, they lost to San Diego the year before.
And they were pissed at their manager.
And they were, they were pissed at him. No question. I guess they didn't want to answer. But Cammy was the only guy that would come up. He was a great guy. The other guys, not so much. no, they were good guys. They were good guys. Longhorn Scott. Let's get him in here. I guess we're not going to do the Texans.
We can.
Free agents.
We got 4 hours. Oh, we got all day. Pace yourself.
I know. But
what's up, Scott?
There's a lot of decisions to be made.
So, you know, your Merle Haggard light guy with the snowball headed for hell reference, it kind of inspired me as I just dropped my kids off, you know, flipped on 92.5 because I'm on the left side and I can pick it up better. You know, I start tuning in and I hear that and I think, you know what? I bet I can come up with something pretty good. So I've got something for you if you're interested.
All right. Yeah, Longhorn Scott. Anybody else got a song?
5 minutes.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, go ahead.
I would ask you to lay down a little something. All right, don't worry. Okay, real. Jack used to be. He's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves. Coming to town with bad ideas, a running his mouth like he got diarrhea. Jack Easterby, he's known around the league as a stone cold sucker who will feel your needs. Feeling kind of down, a little low, he got a Bible verse that'll soothe your soul. When it's time to stop the record, restart the show. He hired a Patriot, Nick DeSario. But wait, what's that? Deshaun wants out, the franchise quarterback we dreamed about. Uh-oh, Cal, now the fans want out. They go two games and they scream and shout. Jack Easterby, he's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves. Are coming to Cal with bad ideas or running his mouth like it got diarrhea. Oh, wicka, 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 whoop.
All right, that? One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I thought that was pretty good.
That was pretty good, Scott. It was cringeworthy good.
We're changing the definition of good now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
No. It's a moving target. Okay. And by good, I mean excellent.
Yeah, we moved the goalposts when we
wanted to. Yes. I mean, listen. Oh, you didn't know Longhorn Scott could rap? Like, you didn't think Longhorn Scott could rap?
He scratched at the end.
I still don't think he said. I still don't think he can rap.
He can.
You want him to do it again?
Do it again.
Don't do it again.
You got? Can you? Was that freestyle? Hey. Can you do it again?
Wasn't freestyle.
No, he.
I scribbled it down. You know, I sometimes I like to spit rhymes, but sometimes I got to put it on paper. You know what I'm saying?
He just spit rhymes. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You hear what I'm saying?
Longhorn Scott, that was excellent.
Yeah.
Longhorn Scott, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Congratulations. Jim, you got it's going to be
Jim, it's going to be, I mean, you just heard him spit bars about Jack Easterby and the Texans. So that was a Dell, quick question. Thank you, Longhorn Scott. We appreciate the call. So I noticed your face was a similar face to when you first heard the Crip Walk on Water.
Mm-hmm.
With the Rappin' Dad vibes, did that give that same feeling to you?
It was worse than Rappin' Dad because I know what Longhorn Scott looks like.
Yeah.
And
nothing says rap like Longhorn Scott.
No, which one though? Crip Walk on Water or that?
At least with this, I mean, he wasn't particularly playing to a black audience because they would have destroyed Longhorn Scott if he was trying to.
Right.
Jack Easterby was trying to play to a black audience, and the reference he used was Crip Walking with Jesus. It's much worse.
Y'all think he's Crip Walking on water? Okay. Okay. Whatever. Okay.
That's funny to me. What? Shut up.
You know what I'm saying?
Jack.
You know what I'm saying?
the worst.
No, Longhorn Scott was much better than Crip
Walking. I will agree. Crip Walking. Do you think Jesus Crip Walking? Come on.
No, Longhorn Scott, excellent. Way to go. Okay, anybody else
has
got a song? You're more than welcome. A song about the Texans. Jim's writing one, and he's busy. Well, he's probably drinking. But if as soon as he gets done drinking, he's going to write us a song. You know what? He might be better at drinking, writing songs, I think. I think he's – you're his muse, though. As soon as you said that, he started singing.
Well, I just remember that he – that's just what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember that's what he did.
And, well, I didn't know that that's what Longhorn Scott does, though.
No, I didn't know that either. I will tell you completely that I had the exact same feeling as when he was doing the Crip Walking on Water. When he started doing the rhymes.
It seemed more like your rapping dad than that.
You assumed he would, like, just, I don't know, what do you, soft rock or something?
No. I thought he might sing, but when he went into the dad rhyme, and then there were several, like, it lasted.
Yeah. No.
He had several stanzas, a hook.
Yeah.
He had a lot. The only thing he was missing was a collab. Like, if he had a collab with a soul singer who could really hit that hook.
Yeah.
He needed somebody to hit a hook in there for him. But, Aggie James wants to talk about Longhorn Scott's rap.
Hold on.
Oh,
before
yeah.
Before he
ahead.
Does, I want him to get a fresh listen so maybe he can get better analysis.
Yeah, okay. The whole thing or just some
of it? He's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves. Coming to town with bad ideas. I'm running his mouth like he got diarrhea. Check Easterbee. He's known around the league as a stone cold sucker who will feel your knees. Feeling kind of down, a little low. He got a Bible verse that'll soothe your soul. When it's time to stop the record, restart the show. He hired a Patriot and it's all over yo. But wait, what's that? Deshaun wants out. The franchise quarterback we dreamed about. Uh-oh, Cal, now the fans want out. They go two games and they scream and shout. Jack Easterbee, he's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves. Or coming to Cal with bad ideas. Or running his mouth like he got diarrhea. Oh, wicka, 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 wicka.
All right, one fish.
The scratching is the best, I think. Let's see what Aggie James thinks. What do you think, Aggie James?
How are you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I don't know what's worse, having a head football coach that makes up with his players before games or that rap. That was pretty bad.
Oh, man. Maybe you didn't hear. Steve Sarkisian doesn't make out with players. I don't know.
No.
Maybe you didn't hear.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. I've been I got caught up in the election and maybe changed the station for a little bit. But I come back and I hear Longhorn Scott trying to rap on the radio. What has happened to this guy? He used to have some integrity and maybe had a take that was kind of funny. And I just feel embarrassed for him and the whole Longhorn Nation. I don't know if we want to say a little prayer and maybe bury that thing and put it away and it'll never come back out again.
Here's what Twitter's saying. I mean, you might be coming from a biased place, Aggie James.
Certainly.
This is what he says. Scott was strong AF. Rack him, is what Nash says. Jamie says, that was classic Longhorn Scott. Lamont says, man, if y'all don't get that whack 1982 middle-aged white man old-style rap off the radio. Okay, that's a
that seemed negative.
Yeah.
I imagine Scott's going to be at his country club later, probably drinking with his friends and telling him how awesome he did on the radio today.
I think.
But we need to remind him by playing that all the time that it wasn't awesome. It was terrible.
I think you're underestimating what that song means.
Texas is back, folks.
Yeah, it could mean that. Zach says that Longhorn Scott rhyme scheme sounds like all my children's books that I get to read to them. And after the 20th time reading it, you start rapping it to change up the monotony. See?
I just read a story from Orange Bloods about how it's a different vibe in there. Of course, it's always a better vibe, right?
When the new coach is around.
When the new coach is there. But some stories about Herman came out. The first meeting that he had with the players, he just came in like a drill sergeant. Sit up, feet on the floor, everybody. And I want you sitting straight. And he was yelling at one of the guys that was slouching. You ain't sitting up straight. You're slouching. It was like, holy crap. And he wanted all of his coaches to have a drill.
You look like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mom's ass and ended up brown stain on the mattress. Like, excuse me?
Yeah, no.
Excuse me?
Somebody's got that in their arsenal all the time waiting to hear Drill Sergeant.
Oh, apparently.
Thank God Drill Sergeant just came up. Holy, you look like 276 pounds of chewed bubblegum. What's some other ones? Where are you from, son? I'm from Austin Westlake. Austin Westlake? Holy. Only stairs. you gotta stop that.
You can't use that one anymore.
There's not a lot of. Do you think at any point Connor Williams was not working out at some point, and he made him eat a jelly donut while everyone else had to do push-ups while Connor Williams ate a jelly donut? They're paying for it. You eat it.
Apparently, this is how.
Look at your pee. Your pee is light brown. That is a sign of someone who's completely. Without water, dehydrated, and someone who's a bad teammate. You are a bad teammate. The five core values of Charlie Strong are over. One of those core values was being losers, and you guys are nothing but a bunch of losers. A sad sack of bones. We're going to win the conference championships, huh?
Now kiss me.
No, he doesn't say now kiss me.
Now let me see your urine.
What in the hell is this?
No. That whole you're a bad person with the urine thing. You know, you're a bad person. He lit up Shane Buechel.
Shane Buechel. I know some schools in Texas that'd love to have you, and University of Texas is not one of them, huh? Go to SMU. Maybe they'd like a halfway no good quarterback. We're keeping Sam Ellinger, and we're going to run him in an offense that doesn't make sense. Look at you, Deshaun Elliott. Nobody likes you. Tight hips, can't run, can't turn.
All these guys on the way out. Man, remember, they were the guys I remember bailing on bowl games like, hey, you're a third rounder.
Yeah.
Only first rounders are supposed to bail on bowl games. Like Malik Jefferson went, okay.
I'm out.
Connor Williams, I don't care. Yeah. Like, but y'all aren't first rounders. This is just supposed to be first rounders. Mm-mm. Remember they had like five or six guys bail? And then what happened to Drew Locke? He got the bag
put on.
What
happened to him?
Yeah. And then Michael Dick. And then you had the punter as the MVP of the game.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
Well, that means
best player out of Texas over the last 3 years.
Michael Dickens.
Who is it?
Out of University of Texas.
Yeah.
The kicker, the punter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for sure.
Yeah.
There's not a better player.
No. 746 ESPN 97.5. There's not a better way to sell your car.
A punter?
GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf. And listen, if you're looking for the best way to sell your car, it's not even arguable. And dude says, man, if you've got a new car and you want to get out of it, this is the time. Because he'll give you what you paid for it, probably. If you've been in it for, and the payments are too high, or you don't, let me, it's not perfect for you, exactly what you wanted. You don't think, you know, as soon as you drive a new car off the lot, you lose $1,000 or more. In a lot of cases, a lot more than that. Well, John Clay Wolf says they're looking for new cars right now, basically new cars, and there's a good chance that you could get all of your money back on that. Why don't you find out what it's worth at GiveMeTheVin.com? John Clay Wolf, listen, he pays stupid, stupid money to people. He does. He just pays you and pays you and pays you, and he just doesn't care about money, apparently. But all he does is pay you more than the other guys. If he can't beat CarMax, he says he'll give you $100. GiveMeTheVin.com, that's GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 748 ESPN 97.5. So, I think we're all in agreement that A.J. McCarron would be a good quarterback if Deshaun sits out so that they could go 0-16. I think we're all in agreement on this one. You made a good point. Jackie also made that. When girls are talking about routes, I just love that.
I don't really care what you say.
Jackie. That's directed at Jackie.
Yeah, that was.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
That directed at Jackie as well.
You love that one, don't
Sounds
you?
Sounds like Kevin McHale.
Yeah. You love that
it's
one.
So ridiculous. That's why I love
the
it.
The whole video, the whole thing where this guy was like dumping logs in the middle of a neighborhood. Yeah. Like when we caught up with him,
Yeah, so aliens have been doing it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't take no orders from no woman.
I think it was directed at the reporter because she, like, kind of questioned what he was doing. And he was like, well, before I get into what I have to say, I don't take no orders from the
woman. I don't take no orders from the woman, by the way.
And then he went on with his interview.
I know an agent that sounds like a guy named Ron Slavin who sounds just like that. one of my favorite guys to talk to because he's such a lunatic. Nick Foles makes $8 million. Case Keenum makes $6 million. I think you may not be far off.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus Mariota makes $8.8 million. Chase Daniel makes $4.5 million. Ryan Fitzpatrick made $5.5 million. Mm-hmm. Well, but yeah, signing bonus, it's actually $11 million. So actually, these numbers are higher. Ryan Fitzpatrick, $11 million. Oh, yeah. Chase McDaniel, $13 million. No, I think that's total value. Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick, $7 million. Well, you're probably right. $6 million could get it done. Get a quarterback in here for $6 million. Now, that's a quarterback that might be able to win some games. Do you really want that? Why not just go get Will Greer? Why not just go ask for Will Greer?
That's perfect.
Yeah, just say, look, cut Will Greer. We'll pick him up. We'll go in 16. Why not do that? I mean, if you really are serious about not winning, Ben DiNucci.
Yeah.
Will Greer.
Yeah, perfect.
Go say, hey, can we get our hands on Josh Dobbs? I don't know the last time Josh Dobbs played. Easton Stick. Well, there's got Nathan Peterman.
Nathan Peterman's perfect.
Nathan Peterman would be perfect.
Perfect for this job. What about Brennan Scarlett? Keep him or go?
I would say Brennan's got to go. We've seen enough from Brennan Scarlett. You've had your chance. There were times I actually thought he had a shot. I really did. I was like, and I kind of like Brennan Scarlett. Can't stay healthy. I'm tired of Brennan Scarlett. Beat it.
Beat it. Gary and Conley.
Looks like our third rounder's leaving. Why would you keep Gary and Conley? Why would you give him more money? He just played. He just missed a whole year. You give him a third round pick for 1 year of bad and 1 year of hurt. No thanks. Good job, Bill.
That's terrible. Will Fuller.
I would try to keep him.
I wouldn't. Let him go.
He's usually healthy.
Yeah. No. Here's the deal. Why? You don't have anybody to throw to him. What's the difference?
Why are you assuming Deshaun is going to sit
out?
I know.
I think he's sitting.
He's not sitting out. That's too much money he's going to lose.
Well, he's going to be hurt then.
Nick's going to continue to stick him until he says, all right, you're coming back here until we get the deal. Somebody's going to have to give him a deal or Deshaun Watson ain't. They're not going to do something because Twitter tells them to. It's not fair. Free Deshaun. Let me tell you what Nick Caserio doesn't care about, your hashtags.
No.
He doesn't care about your hashtags. I promise you, your hashtags, everything on First
what
Take,
what are you gonna
it's irrelevant
him,
to
way.
Nick Caserio.
By the way, how much are you going to pay Will Fuller?
I'll give him $7 million. Does he want it? Does he want the money?
No.
Not from the Texans, not at $7 million.
Not
okay.
At $7 million.
He'll get lost. I said
you know
I'd
what dude's going to get? He'll get 10, 11.
He can get a new team.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. He's probably going to get a new team unless you want to pay him $11 million a year.
I'll give him $7 million.
No, he ain't
getting. He only plays half years. I'll give
then
you half salary.
You don't
salaries.
Get no Coke.
I'll give you half salary. Why should keep – do regular players who play, do they get mad about guys who always get paid like full money for playing three quarters of the games or 60% of the games? Like I always wonder that about Chris Paul. If people are always like, man, $40 million. Maybe James said, well, now why is he getting $40 million and he plays 62 games a year? And I'm out here playing 80, 81, 82. And we make this like the same money. What?
Yeah.
This guy doesn't even, why does he get played for games he doesn't play? Paid for games he doesn't play. I wonder if owners, when they're dealing with
they hate that. They hate paying guys when they're sitting every year sitting there watching. Yes, they hate that.
Well, then Will Fuller
gets
my
$7
million.
Well, this one was brought on by himself with the steroids.
Well, and every other injury ever.
Yeah. Dylan Cole.
I keep him around cheap. No one wants him. He's always hurt, but when he plays, he's a good special teams guy.
He's a good special teams guy.
I keep him cheap.
Roderick Johnson. You want another
screw? Roderick, I might keep Roderick around, and then you can cut him. If you think Charlie Heck's better, you can cut him in the camp.
Yeah,
I'd bring him back.
He actually didn't play bad.
His run blocking was pretty good, so yeah.
He'll be cheap, too. Vernon Hargraves.
Bye. Bye, Felicia.
Well, you've got no corners now. You know that, right? You got Bradley Roby and
still
nobody
don't
else.
Have corners.
And nobody
I
else.
Didn't have corners during the year.
I know. You got zero now.
I'm not staying with who I know is bad. Goodbye. I'll pick somebody up off free agency, well, waiver wire.
That's what you do.
Roughnecks.
First rounder. First rounder.
Yeah, I've seen what he's got. No thanks.
Yeah.
I want to get better than that. You want to keep him?
No,
you want to pay
but
him
you have
money?
Zero, you know you have to have quarterbacks.
I'm well aware of how I've talked about this for quite some time, how screwed they are. Yes, I'm well aware you have no cornerbacks and no draft picks, and you don't have a good cap situation. I'm well aware of how terrible this situation is.
John Weeks.
Yeah, keep him for life.
Yeah.
He needs to be a Texan lifer.
Philip Gaines. Nah.
Nope.
Bye, bitch.
Oh. Whoa. I know he's dying to. He wishes it didn't say the B word, but.
You can't. Can't do that to these guys.
You can't
I'm not
tell
calling
what.
Them.
Don't tell
Doa. I'm not calling them the B
yeah,
word.
You just did.
It's just to say bye. Just bye.
Oh, you just said bye.
It's
you
unfortunate.
Cut it off?
Bye. No, I didn't.
No, it's unfortunate. That's what the soundbite is.
Michael Thomas. Great guy. Got to go. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm glad you won the Social Justice Player of the Year, but yeah. I didn't
is
see
that
you
what
make
he won?
No, he won.
Is that
no,
the award he won?
Not Social Justice. He was the Community Player of the Year.
Just
no, it's not.
Did he make a play on a ball?
He no.
Was, he he's got to go then.
He's not supposed to. He's a special teamer. The fact that he was actually in position, well, just speaks how bad the roster is. He's not supposed to be a guy making plays on the ball.
I wish he was. We need more of those guys.
Tyrell Adams. I kind of like Tyrell Adams.
Yeah, keep him around.
Yeah. I mean, he's a backup when
he's backup. He should be a backup. Leave him around.
Yeah.
He's got some starting experience.
When McKinney gets hurt or Cunningham gets hurt, you got him. That'll be fine. I don't know how to say this. Cuvale.
Brent Cavale.
Cavale.
I would say no. Bye.
He's a skinny guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want skinny guards.
No. Kyle Emanuel.
No. He's practice squatter.
Right.
Who got elevated at 1.0. Edge rusher, who I never saw make a play.
Farrell Brown.
Nope. Beat it.
No,
we've already got
what?
A zillion tight ends.
Well, but you're kind of. Actually,
you're under
he
contract.
Was one of the guys that actually performed this year.
You're under contract. Farrell Brown, he tried to come after me and draft stuff.
Oh,
dude.
He's.
Get lost.
Some what?
There's some
yeah.
bias there.
No, you see, is there. Wait, I can't.
I don't see no double catches here. Farrell, you had six drops your senior year. What are you talking about? Farrell Brown's are a dime a dozen.
You
they
can't
grow
allow
on trees.
Lance to make decisions.
Oh my
he's
God,
vindictive.
Kahale Waring, Jordan Akins, and you still are under contract with your guy.
The old guy.
Yeah.
Darren Fells?
Darren Fells. That's three tight ends. What are you carrying four tight ends for?
Because Darren Fells, was he even alive this year? Was Darren Fells alive?
Well, there's a new era. It's a Nick Caserio.
And Darren Fells is, 1.5 next year.
Yes. Yeah.
He's still under contract. Well,
dead cap. They could cut him 500K.
How many catches did Darren Fells have this year?
Darren Fells can't come back. His cap hits 2.8. If they cut him, it's 500,000.
Oh,
beat it.
Because he's a baller.
No, he's not.
He didn't. How many catches did he have this year?
Is that his fault?
Yeah.
Yes.
They didn't even play him.
Well, because they knew he stunk.
Well,
I guess.
Yes. They signed him to a deal.
Actually, his blocking, that's probably what got him off the field, is the blocking tight end struggled with blocking.
21 catches and 4 TDs.
For $2 million this
2.8.
year?
2.8. Well, that was coming up. It'll be...
Oh, no, go look at the last 8 games and see how he did.
But his cap hit for this past year is 3.5.
Yeah, they probably will get rid of him, actually.
Dontrell Hilliard, I didn't even know he was on the team.
Next.
P.J. Hall, restricted.
P.J. Hall, bye.
Well, you need some defense. By the way... Yeah, I mean, you're going to have no players, nobody on the team.
Bye. Got to flip that lineup up.
Carlos Watkins.
Still get a minimum player. Bye. He's one of those guys that they say don't care. Bye.
Cornell Armstrong.
Bye.
What?
Well, he is a special teams guy, too.
I mean, you probably
maybe if he's a really good teams guy, I guess.
Buddy Howell.
Buddy Howell? I'd keep Buddy Howell.
Hmm. A.J. Moore. Another safety. You got 40 safeties and no corners.
You keep talking about guys. I don't know. I guess.
If you really want to be bad, Buddy Howell should be your starting running back.
Oh, no, that might be an upgrade.
Well, actually.
Don't go sign anyone.
No,
I'm not joking.
No.
That might be an upgrade.
Keep David Johnson as running back if you want to be really bad.
Well, I don't know if they want to pay him. Is he under contract in 2021?
No, but you got to pay. Comes due March.
Yeah, you got to get rid of him soon.
Actually, he guaranteed his March payment by playing like 2 games last year. So he gets a nice bump.
Oh, that's
millions.
Pretty sweet.
He gets a million or two just for being on the team last year. Congratulations.
By the way, Darren Fells over the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games had 7 catches.
Did he really?
Yeah,
that's more than I would have guessed, like 2.
7 catches and 1 touchdown. That's actually more than I would have thought. 7 catches, 1 touchdown, and he went for right at about 100 yards.
Good. Time frame. For 6 games? That's not bad.
I can't believe you guys allow Texans roster decisions to get us past break.
No. Mm. Which one of these guys do you keep? Like, I heard Dylan Cole.
Yeah.
None of them sound, you're right. Some of these guys probably have to stay just because you have to have
bodies.
53 people. Like, but you can find minimum dollar guys also through free agency.
But Dylan Cole might be.
Well, what's the goal?
Because, see, none of these guys are going to get you compensatory picks. Like, you're just talking about a bunch of guys who aren't going to get.
No.
Will
Fuller.
You have to get a certain. Yeah, Will Fuller. But you have to get a certain amount of.
But you got to bring in a bunch of free agents.
Them, so let them all go.
Yeah, let them go.
But, and then bring them back, you know, bring in minimum dollar guys. Look, we're going to bring in guys who are making what they were making, but they'll just be different guys.
Yeah.
Well, preferably former New England Patriots.
Yeah, hopefully.
We would hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 713-780.
That's what it's going to be.
3776, it's 8 o'clock, top of the hour. Time to talk about HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net. Love those guys over there. Love Mike Holly and Robes and Chris and Plotkin and all the guys over there. They're just great guys, and you don't care about that. What you care about is the job that they do, and they really, really do an excellent, excellent job. Their computer system, the way that they go about this thing, it is really impressive. You can see their offices on the Beltway, and you can see the operation that they've got there. It is really, really impressive. And if you want somebody that is going to do everything perfectly for you, they're going to get this done so that you get your payroll perfectly, you get your Affordable Care Act, all that, all your taxes done perfectly, that you get everything that you need PPP-wise and small business loan-wise, all of that. They're spectacular, and they've been spectacular with us. And if your payroll company hasn't been spectacular with you, then use ours. I'm telling you, let them come in and customize a plan for you, because you'll see, wow, this is really much better than what we're getting right now. Find out for yourself. 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.